Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the
Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Joining us right now, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. You can find out more about her books on our website, truecrimetodaypod.com. You can also see all of our stories there as well. We are talking right now about Rex Huerman specifically with Siobhan. Curious to get your perspective on what we've learned about how he's handling life behind bars right now. Most of his time, he's in that 10-by-6-foot jail cell. His weekly mental and medical evaluations, which I do want to touch on. But I want to first touch on his request of getting religious services brought to him, where he's seeing, we don't know if it's a priest or whatnot, but he is of Roman Catholic descent. We're told that someone from the Roman Catholic Church has come in. We don't know if it's confession or this or that. But I'm curious, with characters like this, and let's, you know, obviously he's innocent until proven guilty, but let's say he's the one, he's the guy who did this. How often do we see individuals like this seem to take an interesting turn to God all of a sudden when the cards are down, if you will?
Yeah, jailhouse religion. I cannot tell you how common that is. And people who are apparently pretty hardcore sociopaths with all kinds of horrendous crimes in their history all of a sudden become very interested in God and spiritual matters. And oh my God, that is just the norm. It's a strange, I don't know if we can say strange. I mean, you know, people in trenches do the same thing in war, right? Everybody becomes religious really quick. And it's just sort of, I think, a human tendency to reach out to the supernatural for comfort when people are feeling a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can't say I wouldn't do it if I were, you know, in a dire strait, suddenly become a woman of prayer. So it's a human coping mechanism. And I think one of the things that's so interesting about these people who behave as monsters so often, we sometimes think that everything about them is monstrous. And in truth, they're compartmentalized and they have, let's say, components of their personality that are still sort of functional like other people. Mm-hmm. So they're not entirely different from the rest of us. They're very different in certain ways, but then there are other ways that they're like the rest of us. And so it is a human tendency to seek out for spiritual or supernatural comfort under times of stress. And so it, in that way, doesn't surprise me, but it's ironic. It's really strange. Yeah, it superficially looks weird.
It is from the outside looking in. But what I'm curious about is, are they taking religion in the same ways that a non-killer or horrible human being would? Is it speaking to them differently? Does it play into their narcissism? Does it play into those aspects of their thinking in just the right way that they really get compelled to get close with that when we get into the supernatural ends of these things and the power to be forgiven for this or that? Others may be interpreting it one way. Do they interpret it differently because it exonerates their horrible behavior? And I guess in some ways would almost enable it if at the end of the day, if you can just ask for forgiveness and do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And it certainly could be a way of diminishing a sense of responsibility. Oh, if you believe you've been forgiven for whatever sins you've committed just by praying about it, you may gain a little bit of comfort from that and therefore feel a little bit soothed. And I think in some ways it's a primitive defense mechanism of, you know, I'm going to reach out to a supernatural deity and I'm going to be forgiven and all is going to go well because I'm praying about it. And I've got, you know, priests or, you know, pastors, spiritual leaders are typically soothing, comforting people. And so just on a very basic neurobiological point of view, people do get a sense of comfort from their presence.
And it's just interesting to see how that all plays out. Is this ever a defense tactic where, hey, if the jury knows that I've now become a man of God and I found religion or whatever, maybe they'll be a little more lenient when it comes to sentencing?
It's definitely that. That was the first thing that popped into my mind. It looks good. And convicts are notorious for connecting with, you know, the kind of women that start relationships with convicts, you know, the very needy women who want attention. And so they go for these extreme bad boys and start writing them when they're in prison. They often use this, we'll just say, rather thin veneer of spirituality to hook women who then believe that they're praying for them and that they have this power to help them. And so that's another aspect of the game that you commonly see with people in prison.
It's an interesting group of people because when you look at it, even take it outside of a prison setting, take it into just the world and a business world. I've seen so many times where a business will add some sort of religious aspect to their signage or to their logo or to their name or something.
Yes.
And it speaks to a certain level of the population that goes, well, that's wonderful. Look, they're good Christian people. I've seen so many of those businesses be the, I'm not saying all of them by any means. I'm sure there are just nice, good people, but I've seen many, I've interacted with some over the years where it's like, these are some of the most twisted, backwards ways of doing things. But they got the cross going on in the logo. It's a way to almost lure in, it seems, people that are easy to believe whatever they want around them.
It's a very dirty manipulation. Yep. And we can say on that level, it's rather psychopathic.
Yeah.
Yes, they know that's going to build trust. And people will ask fewer questions if they believe that, oh, we're talking to a person of God, you know, so therefore it gives this veneer of righteousness to them. So it's a pretty dirty manipulation when it's done that way.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.